And we're back. Episode 9. Thought it might be interesting today, Rob, if we talked about, in a previous podcast, we talked about the creative process, you know, how we get going, how to generate ideas, all that good stuff, right? Thought it might be interesting today to talk about music, right? I mean, music's always playing in the office. We talked about office culture in an earlier episode as well. You know, what kind of music do we like to listen to or not listen to, right? When generating ideas, when hammering away, when you're in the groove, feeling those sweet, sweet, you know, headlines.
Sweet ideas are flowing, yeah. Letters are making sense.
Yeah, well, there's definitely a vibe when you're like, oh man, I'm feeling it. Like designs are pouring out, logos are pouring, you know what I mean? Like things are coming together, right? And music is such a big part of the day, right? Mm-hmm. And part of the creative process, I think. And I've got Spotify basically going, you know, 8:30 to 5:30 every single day, if not more, right? So my, I don't know what my Wrapped is, but it's a tremendous amount of minutes of music a year.
That's what I was right? just looking up on my phone. Was really? To try and, because okay. mine was like, whoa, that's yeah. a lot. And I did the math on it and it was like.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like 9 hours a day of straight Spotify rolling.
Yeah.
You know? And I think when, you know, when clients call or have to jump on a Zoom, I don't stop. I just turn the volume down. You know what I mean? And
then I go pause.
Whatever's playing is playing. And then keeps you pause it because you don't want to miss the, you don't want to miss the track.
I pause because if Spandau Ballet is, I don't. Okay. I want to hear the rest of that song.
Yeah, you do. You know, you do.
The Cocteau right. Twins. Or
so
whoever.
What? You know, everybody's got different music. I mean, the beauty of music is that it's you know, everlasting, and yeah. there's a million different genres, yeah. and it's constantly evolving, right? So, I mean, what's your go-to? Ooh, I need to. You know, I'm up against it. Deadlines compel focus. We got to start rocking and rolling. What are we popping on to kick in and get some energy flowing?
There's not a single answer for that. I mean, yeah. for me, it's yeah. I'm the same way. I come into the like I have music playing all day. I cannot yeah. work in silence. Like it yeah. just doesn't. It doesn't work for me.
Well, full transparency, folks. We got music going in my office. Music going in your office.
Yeah.
And then the studio's got music going too.
Right. We
so
got
everywhere
three different.
Yeah. So everywhere yeah. you walk, there's
sometimes
music going
we'll
everywhere.
Sometimes we'll align. I'll align. With the studio.
This is true.
And sync up.
Sometimes but, too, I will admit that when I hop off a call,
yeah.
I'll hear what's happening in your office
yeah.
and I'll just keep my music off to jam to whatever's happening from your office, you know, across the way.
It is a cacophony of sounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Cacophony. Yeah, not a great speed metal band. Very
no,
bad.
No, no.
Yeah, Marty
no.
Friedman.
No, not a good name for a band.
Like, well, it doesn't make it sound like the music is good to listen to.
No, it just All sounds right? technical.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, so back to the question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, wow. So I totally, this is a lame answer, but it totally depends on what I'm working on. It also depends on the time of day.
Okay.
So, I mean, no. Generally speaking, I'm not coming in the morning and cranking Sepultura.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Mornings, I would say, are generally reserved for either some type of, I don't know, acoustic Americana, okay. like
yeah.
a lot of that sort of
okay.
Americana stuff,
singer songwriter kind of stuff,
singer songwritery stuff.
Okay.
Afternoons, if I need a little buzz, then yeah. I'll throw on something heavier.
Okay.
You know. But then I'm also, but I also love the like, Spotify, dial me up an '80s,
yeah.
you know, hair metal ballad
yeah.
playlist.
Yeah, just give me the mix, you know, and
yeah.
don't make me think about it, you know.
And I don't think there's a real formula for what gets me going, but it also kind of depends on the type of project. Like if
okay.
if it's something, you know, if I'm doing like conceptual work, then I'll probably put on something a little mm-hmm. more off the beaten.
Okay.
I may drop into like an old Ministry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even,
yeah.
Or just something strange.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
But again, it's
eclectic.
It's all okay. over the place.
Yeah. Just like
but
our clients.
I do lean and I know you do too. I do lean towards the metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah, I am. I'm pretty consistent metal from morning till night.
Yeah.
I'm not.
you rock. You rock.
And then what'll happen is I'll have a flip out session, and I will go yacht rock. You know, just full on
okay.
like a day full of yacht rock.
Sure.
Right. There's definitely a place in the world for that. And then, you know, the problem I have with some of the Spotify mixes, you know, like, oh, you like this band and it does this generator, whatever,
yeah.
is that, and you've probably heard me say this, you know, once or twice a week for 15 years, is I will suddenly blurt out, what the hell am I listening to?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, it starts off like, oh, yeah. you know, I'm making this, I started off Oingo Boingo.
Yeah.
And then went into some other 80s thing, and now I've got some best of the 80s. And then it's devolved into, I don't know what in the hell I'm listening to.
How did I get to Rammstein?
Yeah, exactly.
From Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, all right, stop, full reboot,
yeah.
you know? But I'm pretty, I'm pretty consistent. Like, you know, there's not a lot of metal being played at my house, if that makes any sense. Right. I mean, I've got,
there's not,
no, that's not on volume 11. So the metal, stays at work. And then, hey, you know, drink a nice, delicious cup of coffee and then get rocking and rolling and get the energy level and, you know, throw in some Metallica, throw in some Pantera, Anthrax, you know, Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden's probably my favorite band of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love the artwork with the Iron Maiden. I mean, that's about as metal as it gets. I would say as metal as you get from a visual aesthetic, but not necessarily as metal as it gets from an actual music perspective. From a music perspective, I don't know if you would agree. I'd say Maiden is probably the lightest of all metal bands. You know, very operatic.
It's very operatic.
Theatrical,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, and I think also too.
But they look heavy as can be. They look like they're going to come to your house and eat your kids, you know, but they don't play that way.
Yeah. It's also interesting too, because we all have instruments in our various offices.
Good point.
And dwellings.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been somewhat of a recent thing. But we all want to be musicians, maybe in a past life.
Sure.
So Donald slapping a bass.
Yeah, that's for sure.
In his office every now and again, I'll pick up the guitars in the office and kind of noodle around a little bit too. So that provides a nice.
It provides
just a nice breakup.
Well, know. I think, yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, and by a kid, I mean a teenager, everybody wanted to be the next Eddie Van Halen. So I found myself, everybody I knew played guitar.
Right.
So I was like, and everybody had already kind of been playing guitar, if that makes any sense. So I was like, hey, I'm going to play bass. I'm going to learn how to play bass and stay on the rhythm side of life. That way I can play with all my different friends that all have different musical tastes, right? And call it the cheat sheet to getting into playing a little bit easier to play, potentially, right? But then some versatility there, right,
sure.
with playing out. So I think also, too, you know, music is a creative, it's a very, very creative form of expression, right? So I think it ties into drawing, it ties into photography, it ties into literally the fabric of our everyday life, you know, music. So it has been nice to sort of throw some amps in the office and throw some guitars and basses around and then take, you know, call it a 10-minute, 5-minute little creative break and learn how to play a song. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I was just rocking to this whatever. Oh, you know what? I wonder how they play that. You know, figure it out and play along for a couple minutes and then, hey, get back to work. It's a nice little, call it the modern day cigarette break, if you will, mm-hmm. right? Nice little 10-minute recharge the batteries break. So. I think music is a very important part of the creative process, you know? It's also really interesting when you learn how to play an instrument, and not that I'm a master by any stretch, you kind of listen to music differently too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you isolate the different parts of the music that then create what the song is, you know what I mean? And I'm sure you had this, and probably still have this, where you're like, my Lord, that song is impossible to play, and I have the utmost appreciation.
Right.
And then you're like, oh my God, that is the easiest song on earth to play.
Right.
And that's what makes it so great. You know what I mean? I wonder if there's any analogies to visual design or advertising along those lines as well.
Yeah, well, there is, and here's what, I'll tell you what it is. So it is, you know, a lot of times, and we'll pick on advertising, I think it holds true, it crosses over into graphic design work as well, but I think I think about advertising and you know, headlines, ideas, whatever, but often it's the simplest ideas that are the strongest ones. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the other day's podcast about the Jordan ad, right? Drawn on the napkin, and it was the gravity
Jordan 1, gravity
stick figure
zero.
Of Jordan, and a gravity 1, Jordan 0.
Yeah. Or the opposite.
Jordan
1, gravity 0.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what we're talking about.
The idea was so good, I totally messed it up. No, but you understand
the point.
It was too
simple.
But the point being, it's the simplest ideas that are often the most impactful and have the greatest impact and resonate.
Yeah.
And I think songs are kind of the same way. I mean, you look at some of like, you know, an artist like Tom Petty, right? Tremendously popular.
Yeah.
All of his stuff is very, very simple.
Three
chords and the truth, right? Yeah. And I think a lot of that, you know, juxtaposed to something like Zeppelin, which is much more complex musically, but still also resonates incredibly.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, I think simple ideas, simple concepts are often the strongest.
Yeah. Agreed.
So I think you do see that. I think you do see that in music.
Yeah, but a lot of times it's hard to get to the simple place, right?
Well, that's the hardest part.
Yeah. I mean, we,
yeah.
Yeah. We think about like the arrow in the FedEx logo, right?
Yeah.
Man, half the world probably doesn't even know that thing's there. You know what I mean? But that's also kind of the fun and the beauty of that logo, right?
Right.
So yeah, it's the complexity to make it simple.
Yep.
So, but yeah, music. I think, you know, it's a wonderful part of everyone's lives, you know, and definitely a wonderful, I mean, man, any agency and creative firm, whether they're playing music in the studio or somebody's got their earbuds in and is listening to something to jam along, you know, go to any advertising design school, everybody's rocking the tunes, you know. I will say, funny enough that we're recording a podcast, I do find it hard to listen to podcasts sometimes when I'm doing creative exercises.
I can't do it.
Because I
have to concentrate.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's what I was going to ask you, you know, is when it's too much spoken word, right? It's, I want to listen to that story and then I'm going to find myself drifting into that versus the creation that I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I can't, you know? I can't do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good chat. Let's end with the final question, which is, what was, if you had to pick one concert, your one show that you went to that was your most memorable show for whatever reason. For whatever reason, most memorable show, what would you pick?
I'm going to go Clash of the Titans, Cow Palace, San Francisco. I couldn't even tell you what year that was. Maybe 90, 91. It was Alice in Chains. It was four metal bands. So I'm holding true to my metal roots. Mm-hmm. Alice in Chains on the Facelift album. Then we went to Slayer on the Seasons in the Abyss. Then we went to Anthrax on Persistence of Time, and then the headliner Megadeth on Rust in Peace. Four absolutely incredible thrash albums that absolutely gets the blood pumping. Mm. So,
a lot of attractive women at that show.
Well, the lights were off most of the time. Cow Palace being
bunch of sweaty dudes running around, bouncing around.
Yeah, it was moshing. It was pretty intense.
I'm sure.
That was a pretty intense. That was pretty loud, but that was an amazing show. And that's back when I had the energy to make it through four bands. Right. Now, like my concert, my festival days are over, if that makes any sense. Like, I still love going to shows, you know. Right. But I'm a one or two band kind of guy now. So that's the first one that pops in my mind. I might have to think about it some more.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fair.
But that's fair. All right, flip-flop, right back at you.
I think probably my, and this is an interesting answer because I would say probably the show that sticks out the most for me, honestly, is probably Mark Knopfler at Chastain Park that I went and saw with my dad.
Okay.
And the reason being, I'm a Mark Knopfler fan. He's a guitar player. I'm a guitar player. He's amazing. Brothers in Arms is an amazing album. Dire Straits as a band is fantastic.
Sure.
Not one of my favorite bands by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. So but there why was
something
is this
about
one?
That show that, I mean, Chastain Park is a local venue. It's a pretty small outdoor amphitheater.
Yeah.
Perfect night outside, which was great. And there was something about his live ability to play.
Interesting.
That for whatever reason on that particular night, for me anyway, was there with my dad, and it was just this incredible, all the feels.
That's
like
cool.
And walking out of there going, I don't know what I just saw, but that was that was insane.
Was he a great performer? Like was he
I think it was and I think part of it is, you know, he's kind of known for, he doesn't play with a pick. He does everything with his fingers.
Okay, interesting.
So if you think about like the great solo in Sultans of Swing, which is probably one of his, you know,
most well-known songs. Yeah.
That solo is absolutely amazing. Compound that with the fact that he plays it with his fingers.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And just seeing him do that, I think, live. And that kind of goes to what you talked about, which is when you play an instrument, you hear things differently or you see them differently or whatever the case may be. But that was probably a big highlight.
That's cool. Well, I think like the technical ability or the music is actually for me different than the performance, right? Because I've been to Lenny Kravitz for me is a fantastic performer, whether you like his music or his songs or any of that stuff, you know, like it's an entertaining, you know, he's running all over the place.
Show.
He's in the crowd. He's up, he's down, you know? Yeah, exactly. You know, Iron Maiden puts on a ridiculous theatrical performance, whether you love the music or not, you know? So there's, that's an interesting answer. You know what I mean? You just get all the feels. I love that.
Yeah. So. All right, everybody. Well, as always, you know where to find us on the internets and interwebs at mocktheagency.com and, of course, on all the socials at mocktheagency. And I said it last time and I'll say it again. Feel free to leave us a review if you're so inclined.
Yeah.
Preferably positive.
Five stars only.
But be honest with what you got. And if there's anything you would be interested in hearing us talk about, let us know.
Email us some questions.
Yeah.
Your thoughts.
And we'll make it happen.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Until next time.